The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Prince of Peace. And you, my child, will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. We have read two different parts of the Bible, one from the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, and then the words of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. In both these passages, there is an expectation that the love of God will come and change things on earth. And it's interesting to see how similar these two passages are. First of all, the time in which it's spoken is regarded as a time of darkness, as night. People living in the land of darkness. And then the coming of the love of God is seen as the new morning, daybreak, a light that will shine in the darkness. And in both passages, there is a promise of a baby being born. And somehow the baby that is being born is anticipating a new era, the new day. And these two images, the image of new day and the birth of a new baby, are powerful images to tell us something about the coming of God and how we prepare ourselves. The time of Advent is a time of preparation. Yes, Jesus Christ came into this world, but the kingdom of God is still coming into the hearts of people. And Advent is the time when we should prepare ourselves and allow the Spirit of God to open our hearts so that the child of Bethlehem can be born in our hearts. Let us look at these two passages. The coming of the love of God is seen as a new era, as a time that will be so different from ordinary life as day and night are different from one another. We know how radical the changes are in nature when the sun is rising and the animals awake and the birds are singing. There is new hope in every new morning. And every time when we wake up, we celebrate the creation of the world. And there is hope in it because we believe that God who made everything may give us a new day and new opportunities. And so the difference that God is making in the lives and the hearts of people is like a new day breaking. And yet, the image of a child being born is important and powerful. Because if we do not become children again, we will never experience the break of a new day. It can sometimes happen that there is a new morning, and yet we refuse to open the shutters and to allow the light of the new day to enter into our lives. We refuse to open the curtains. And that is why Jesus said, if you don't become like children again, you won't be part of the kingdom of God. God sent us children to guide us into the kingdom of God. Because we see in the life of a child still an openness, a receptiveness that we as adults may have lost. We have a way of developing calluses because we don't want to be too sensitive, and we have shutters. And Jesus said, whoever receives one of these children receives me. A child has the ability to receive, and we have to regain that ability to receive. Because it's only when I become a child again that I can see myself for what I am, that I can hear the voice of God saying, you are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter, in whom I delight. The child Jesus has to be born in my heart, that I can again become aware of my value. In this world, we so often just become statistic, numbers, and yet each one of us is special. And a child knows that he or she is special because my dad, my mom, loves me. It is love that makes us special. A child and the relationship between parent and child helps us to look through new eyes at one another. Because when I realize how I love my children, and I see another person struggling, I realize that that person also has parents like myself. And for everyone that goes astray, there is a mother and a father with pain in their hearts, praying for that child. It could have been mine. And if I realize that all of us who are parents have something in common, we realize we're all one family, and one's pain and hurt is the other person's. And this sermon is not only about people who have children of their own. Because when the child Jesus came into this world, he brought with him the message that we are all sons and daughters of the same Father. That is why Jesus, even on the cross, said to his mother, woman, there is your child. And he pointed to John, and he said to John, John, that is your mother. Jesus came into this world to make us aware of the fact that as we all share our Father's love, that love has to be reflected to one another. A child knows his father, his mother, in a different way than other people may know them. Because there is that bond of love. It's only when we become children before God again that we can really know God. We as ministers have studied the Bible, we have studied theology, and we try to understand how things work and perhaps even how God's mind and God's heart is working, and yet we so often fail. It's not our studies, our theology, that can help us to know God. It's only when we become children again and learn to know God as a child knows his father, his mother, that we can really know God. It is in the relationship where I open my heart to God as a child to his father, his mother, that I really become aware of the richness of the love of God. And it is then that Christmas becomes a reality. At Advent time, we hear the promise, for you, a child is born. And it is here and now, when we heard that promise, that it becomes true. That in our hearts, the baby Jesus is born. And only then can we really celebrate Christmas as it should be celebrated. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill among people. Amen. Let us say together the words of the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.